And we're back with another Father-Son Podcast with your host, Jeff Dens and Forrest Dens. How's it going, my man?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. You looking a little tired today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to get you to bed a little bit early. There's, earlier mornings are killing you, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we got late bed last night. We talked to Mom already, so we can get you in bed right after we get done and we right here and you PFP. Mm-hmm. What does PFP mean for those that don't know?
Use the bathroom floss brush.
Yeah.
And then I do mouthwash after.
Very good. PFPM. They're all initials, so Forrest doesn't forget to do anything when he's really tired like he is today. So how's your day today, man?
Good.
Good? Do anything special?
Not really.
No. You ate without me, huh? Didn't want to wait for Taco Tuesday? That's all right. I don't mind. That's good. If you're hungry, you should eat. That's good. That's why we made extra and we got leftovers, you know? I'll put those tacos in a box for you so they'll be in the fridge if you want to help yourself later tomorrow. But we're going to Dr. Cole's tomorrow, so
mm-hmm.
be good. We're going to go get a meal and work out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So remember, take your homework with you when we go over there.
Yep.
So I thought we'd just talk about, yesterday we talked about the bad parts of video games, and today I just thought we'd go through a good part of video games. What's one thing you really like and a game you really like, I guess?
Well, right now I don't know what my favorite game is. Probably I honestly don't know what my favorite game is right now.
Maybe Spider-Man?
Oh yeah, but I haven't played in a while. Like, my favorite game that I've been playing recently is probably Madden or UFC.
Yeah, I thought you said the ground game was broken.
It is broken.
You got talking to the mic. No good.
It is broken.
It's not broken. It's just sucky.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I like it because it's a career mode and it's kind of realistic.
The stand-up's really good.
Yeah. I like the career because you can promote yourself and everything. And it's pretty realistic.
Pretty realistic, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say more there. I was waiting for you to continue and you just like stopped dead. Yeah, I like the game. It was pretty fun. I like to feel like I'm killing it in championship mode. I think one of my favorite parts of video games is that you get to spend time with like your friends and your family. I have a lot of great memories actually playing one of my favorite games that we've all played together, me, you, and Destiny, was that Mushroom Wars. I have a great time smashing guys in Mushroom Wars. It might be because I always win, too. But that game's really, even when you guys teamed up against me, I'd take you guys out. I love Mushroom Wars. I think it's a great game.
I got good at it.
Into the mic.
I got kind of good at it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was practicing the time that I was pretty good, though.
If you want to lean over that way, just move the mic. The mic moves. Yeah, there you go. Now I can lean that way and talk into the mic.
Uh-huh.
Perfect, so I can actually hear you when you talk. Yeah, I enjoy playing those games with you, and with Destiny too, man. I had a great time when the three of us used to play, and we played that Fat Princess game, but I hated that one. It was stupid. Destiny liked that one. Did you like Fat Princess a little bit too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid. Because you never win. You just do the same thing over and over again and never get any closer to winning because there's so many people running around. It's stupid. In Fat Princess, you got to kidnap the princess and take her to your castle, but...
And then you gotta feed her a bunch.
No, if you feed her, she gets fat and she's hard to lift. So they try and feed her their queen. So they run into your castle and grab the cake and bring it back to their queen so she gets fat and you can't carry her.
Yeah.
So it's a game about making a girl fat. It's probably not the best game. So you hear they want to ban Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Why?
Because it promotes bullying and homosexuality and...
What?
Some other stuff. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that it promotes.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid stuff going on. It's kind of silly. Also, I like that we spent some time bonding together playing these games too. I was really proud of you at the time, even though I was really mad I wanted to throw the controller. I was super proud of you when you finally beat me in football and UFC, and then you smashed me in both all in the same day. And then a bunch of times in a row. But I fixed that.
I beat you in Madden like a couple times.
Yeah, the first time you beat me, you had all Madden team. 99 overall, and I had the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. We had we had a close game when we both had pretty decent teams.
Yeah.
Even though there's some crazy, stupid plays that happened.
You beat me a couple games in a row, and then, like, that was it. Like, I had to learn how to play again, and now I'm tearing you up. And you know what else? I learned that you're watching all the plays I call, too. So now I call my plays different because I know you're watching the plays I call. So I figured that out pretty quick that you were watching my controller, watching what I pick. That's pretty dirty.
I just look at your plays and I see that usually they're similar formations.
Uh-huh.
So I know, and sometimes it's run pass.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I can decipher from the formation if it'll be a run or pass. Because it's kind of obvious with the plays that you run a lot. Mm-hmm. So I know to either run my zone coverage or my blitz or my man coverage, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, and I've been jacking you up and fighting now.
Yeah.
I'm much better at fighting.
Because the leg kicks.
I tear you up with leg kicks.
There are some points in the game where I'd rather just keep my low block so you don't knock me out with leg kicks. And I'd rather get knocked out with some crazy spinning back kick.
Yeah. I just keep jabbing you then until you bring your guard up and I kick you in the leg again. I'm the master of the leg kick in that game. Especially with my own character, Jeff Dens. But I really enjoy playing video games with you, and on my own I play Red Dead Redemption and some other games too.
I think also part of the reason why I like Madden so much is because the franchise and the rosters.
Uh-huh.
So you can do a bunch of silly, crazy stuff. And make the Bills actually, like,
good. Playing with Force spends, like, an inordinate amount of time making teams and players and stuff, so.
With the new edit draft class.
Oh, I remember when you beat me in basketball. I'm like, why? What's going on? Why you keep making all? You had, like, all 99 guys, and I played with a regular team, and you're just, like, everywhere you shot from, like, half court, it was going in.
You played with the worst team in the, you played with one of the worst teams, though, in the Bulls.
Yeah, but, like, dude, everyone's 99, you're just. You're like, oh, not everyone's 99. All my backups aren't, but like your whole starting five are like 99. That was crazy. I didn't even know because Force changed his roster, so it was like a regular team. And then he lit me up. I forgot what we were using, but that was bunk. You gotta look out when you play video games with Force. He's trying to set you up. But it's fun. It's a good competition.
Yeah.
And it's something we can compete fairly in because I still smash in regular basketball or jiu-jitsu or MMA right now at least.
Another reason why I kind of like the smaller games that don't take as much memory for playing is they have tattoos. They have tattoos and, like, better options to give your player, like, more options for their appearance.
Yeah, so you're more distinctive. Uh-huh. And you're a little bit different overall.
I just decided to make this dude with a bunch of tattoos because I wanted to explore how the tattoo thing worked.
Are you going to get a bunch of tattoos when you grow up?
Probably not.
No, are you going to get any?
Maybe a small one, like, somewhere.
Yeah? Like what?
I don't know. An animal or something?
Cool. What kind of animal?
I don't know.
It sounded like you had put some thought into it, so I was just wondering. It's just kind of like going down the rabbit hole of your mind.
Yeah.
What, are you going to get a giraffe for mom? If you get a tall giraffe? You can get a giraffe on your butt?
Ew. Yeah.
You get an upside down giraffe and you can pee with the neck.
That's disgusting. The funny thing is for the guy that I made tattooed a bunch, his like whole bottom half of his leg is red on one side.
Wow. That's crazy. It's like tattooed. Just tattooed red?
Yeah.
I'm like trying to imagine. I don't even really imagine it right.
Kind of like stump me. You could play as him or look at it.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I don't know. Anything else about video games?
They're really good. I like video games.
Yeah. Guess why I gotta keep you from playing so much, because you end up looking like you look right now, like, before I wasn't playing no video. Oh, you're very good with games where you create stuff, too. That's the other thing I like to watch you do. That Mario Maker, where you make your own Mario boards, you're pretty creative at that. You can't
beat them?
I beat them. I beat it.
I made two really hard ones.
Yeah.
The intermediate course was hard for you.
Yeah. I haven't played Mario in a while. I don't like playing with the Wii controller. Like, it's too big for my hand. I don't like it. I'm used to little controllers. I'll go get the Nintendo Classic controller, and I'll do a lot better. the one I have upstairs for the little NES.
Yeah.
And then I'll do it again. I'll do a lot better. And
can you spin, though? You can't spin.
It's got triggers.
But it doesn't have four triggers. It only has two.
Yeah, but the bottom two triggers don't do anything in the game, do they?
They're the ones that spin.
Well, what do the top ones do?
Nothing.
So the bottom ones will probably spin then.
Yeah. You could try.
We'll try. Or I'll use the Wii remote sideways. Yeah, something I can use. Yeah, but you do a great job creating boards. And when you're super into Minecraft, when you're a little bit younger, you create a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
I like it now because I watched this dude that's an actual architect build something. So it kind of sparked my interest in trying to build mansion, like a more contemporary kind of building.
Right.
Contemporary looking building.
Mm-hmm.
Looks more realistic to today.
Sounds good. All right. I think we're going to get out of here for tonight. We're 11 minutes in. It's 10 o'clock. We get you in bed by 10:30 and asleep.
Yep.
So it'll be a good night. Good night's sleep. We get 7.5 hours instead of 7. The extra half hour will probably make a big difference.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
I don't know.
Tomorrow I might need to do a quick one because we're going to go to Dr. Kroll's when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
What if we talk about... I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but maybe something about jiu-jitsu or training. I do have a good topic I want to get into, but I want to have some time when we do it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the difference between you, how you feel when you go out to do a piano recital. Maybe we can do this Thursday after you do piano. Talk about the difference between going out there and doing a piano recital and going out there to compete in jiu-jitsu or wrestling or something like that. Just the different mindsets they have. Because they're both competitions and they both take a, you know, level of concentration and preparation. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, actually. I'd like to get a fighter in here. And what's that other Asian kid's name? Jesus, I can't remember his name. Played soccer with you. He's pretty good. Anton?
Paul?
His dad's name is Paul. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, Paul Alex.
Paul Alex, yeah. I'd like to get his dad, Anton, in here. To talk about like the prep that he does before he does one of the concerts because he plays for the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah.
And then maybe someone else that does something
more like a sport.
Yeah, I was gonna be the sport guy because I can go and talk about fights.
So somebody like. I don't know.
But more like a...
Like a speech and debate thing, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking lawyer, but I don't really know any lawyers that would come and do it without me having to pay a retainer. But something like that. So, maybe we could get a preacher or something. With that being said, we'll figure it out later. But thank you for coming on the podcast. I know you're tired. I appreciate it. I hope this one wasn't too bad. It's a little boring, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that this one sucked for you guys if you listened.
Yeah. And
Forced pretty low energy today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little tired too. Yeah, and I got to poop, so. Just trying to hang on to this poop so we can get through this podcast. All right. With that being said, I had enough tacos. I need to go use the toilet. Taco Tuesday, we're out.